Hey everybody, welcome back to the UPT Bound Podcast. It's been a while, but I am here today and very excited to be speaking with you all. We are going to discuss letters of recommendation, what they are, how they should appear in your application, and most importantly, how do you ask someone to write you one? So everybody, get comfortable, strap in, let's light the fires and kick the tires. Let's go. All right, everybody. Before we really get into the meat of the episode, I feel like you all kind of deserve a explanation for why I have not been recording as frequently. The main reason is I've been trying to figure out what you guys need to hear. And so the topic for today's discussion, I've been asked twice in the last couple of weeks about letters of recommendation. And so I decided that if at least two of my friends need to hear about letters of recommendation, then I'm sure there's probably a few more of you guys out there that could really use the information. So I'm hoping that it comes as a service to you guys. And if you all have any questions or would like to add anything, please feel free to email me at uptfeedback@gmail.com. Love to get some emails from you guys and kind of see what you all would like to contribute to the show, and maybe ways that I might be able to produce content that you guys are interested in. So that's one reason. The other is I have not had that many updates to report about my own story, other than my first class flight physical actually came back and was stamped and approved and good to go. So I'm currently just waiting on open dates for officer training school, and which I'm kind of being told it's going to be a little while. COVID-19 has really, this is only my experience, what I've been told, but COVID-19 has really thrown a wrench and into everything. And so I'm kind of just holding on, and my advice to you guys is to do the same. So, you know, with all of that being said, let's get back to trying to help you guys figure out how to get your own UPT slots. And one of the key important things to your applications are letters of recommendation. So what is a letter of recommendation? To some of you guys, this is going to be probably a little elementary, but we got to start at the basics. So a letter of recommendation, for those of you who may not know, is basically just a letter written by somebody who knows you well, who is going to recommend you for a job or a scholarship or a whatever it is that you're applying for. So in this case, you're applying for a pilot job. They're basically putting their name, they're stamping their approval on you, saying that yes, this is who this person says they are. You know, they're a good person, they're honest, they're hardworking, whatever it is about you that you want highlighted. And so that's what a letter of recommendation is. A lot of units out there, actually, I'm going to just go ahead and say everybody wants to see letters of recommendation. The number of letters they want is going to kind of vary. What I've seen in the past is typically three. They typically want to see three letters of recommendation. If they say they want three, they only want three. They don't want more than that. They don't want to be reading five, six, seven letters about what a great person you are. Although I'm sure it's true. They have so many applications to go through. So if they say they only want one, then only send one. So that's what a letter of recommendation is. It's important because you don't want to send in an application that's not complete. Even if it's only one letter, you know, send them what they want. And then, you know, obviously you want to think about people who know you well. You need to be strategic about who you choose to write your letters. Your second grade teacher, you know, I'm sure that maybe she's known you for a long time and she could probably attest to your characteristics and attributes, and that may be someone to put on there as a letter of recommendation. But if you know someone who's a pilot or who is currently in the military, their letter might hold a little bit more weight. It's just how it is. It's just the nature of the beast. So I had three letters of recommendation. I had five letters that were written for me, but I chose the top three for the unit that actually hired me. I chose the top three, or the three that I thought might be most applicable to this squadron. And one of them was from a retired colonel who currently is a pilot for Delta Airlines. The second was from a lifelong friend. We've known each other for probably 15, 16 years, and we've worked together, and we've got a long history, and so they wrote me one. And then I also got a letter from a college professor that I had several classes with. And so I thought that each of them kind of spoke to different parts of me that I wanted highlighted. In the board and in the interview. So, yes, be strategic about who you choose. At the end of the day, they just want to see that you can get letters of recommendation, I think. I don't think it necessarily matters who all that much. And it might. That same thing that everybody hates to hear, but it just depends. So, you know, be strategic a little bit in who you choose, but also don't lose sleep over it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so the next part is, how do you ask someone to write you a letter of recommendation? Is it okay to ask someone over a text or an email? Is it required that you talk to them in person or call them on the phone? The only person who can answer that is you. You know these people you're getting ready to ask. You know, if they're kind of maybe like a more old-fashioned person, or you have more of a professional or a, you know, yeah, I'd say a professional relationship with them, then yeah, I'd probably give them a phone call or maybe try to see them in person and ask. And, you know, if you know someone, like I knew my best friend that wrote me a letter, you know, I just sent him a text message saying, hey, would you mind writing me this letter? He said, sure, absolutely, who's it going to? And so that's the next important thing is, on the letters that they're writing for you, make sure that they know you're applying for a pilot job. You don't want, you know, Mrs. Jones, your first grade teacher, to write you a letter and talk about how great you are at sharing and, you know, what a great teacher you'd turn into if you wanted to someday. You make sure they know that you're applying to be a pilot. And just that, also, some letters are going to want you to address somebody, like a squadron commander, or it could be anybody. Look for those instructions. If it does say to address it to a certain person, maybe have them write the letter to the person. And then just to, they'll know what a letter of recommendation is, and just kind of ask and see if they will just kind of write some nice things about you, or things that they felt comfortable sharing about you to someone else. And then also give them an accurate deadline. Like give them a deadline of when you need it. And from my personal experience, I would try and give them like 3 to 4 weeks, because people have jobs and a lot of times they can't drop everything that they're doing just to write you a letter in that instant. Some people will, but most people are going to need a couple of weeks, and they're going to need, some people might need a reminder depending on how busy they are. So, you know, you might ask them to write you the letter and they say, sure, absolutely, I'll do it. You know, maybe in a week, if you haven't heard back from them, say, hey, you know, I'm reaching the deadline on my application. Do you by any chance have that letter recommendation ready for me? Or whatever it might be, you know, just go ahead and follow up with them. Not that they don't want to write you the letter, but sometimes they just get busy. So go ahead and follow up. That will go a long way. And they might write something about it in your letter, about how great you are about following up on things and getting things done. So yeah, give them an accurate timeline. You know, I'd give them at least 2-3 weeks, maybe even 4. You know, somewhere in there. Don't have them write at last minute. You want them to be able to kind of take their time to proofread and to, you know, give you a product that you're ready to turn into whatever squadron you're applying to. And I'm sure, you know, this is your dream job, so you don't want to do anything last minute. But as for letters of recommendation, you know, usually they don't want to see it from a family member. Friends are usually pretty good because they've known you for a long time. Co-workers are good because they've seen you, you know, they've interacted with you at work. Bosses, you know, supervisors, managers, professors. And like I said earlier, you know, someone in the military, preferably a pilot, that would be awesome, and that would really go a long way. So, yeah, guys, this is kind of a short one. You know, this is just a short little segment here about letters of recommendation. I'm sure I'm gonna try and do some more of these little short ones in the coming weeks. But I do appreciate you all for your patience and waiting for me to get this next episode out. Once again, put this little plug in here for the email. You guys have questions, comments, or want to suggest a topic for the next episode, feel free to hit me up, uptfeedback@gmail.com. And I check that thing almost every day, every other day or so. Usually I'll try and get back with you guys, and I do take your feedback into consideration whenever I come up with these different ideas. So anyways, yeah, times are kind of strange right now. Hope you guys are all, you know, surviving this coronavirus, and that you are all staying safe and healthy. And right now with the whole pilot situations, you know, especially in the Guard and the Reserves right now, it was already competitive before. Now it's just not very many places have been hiring lately. So stay strong and just keep getting better every day. You know, try and do something to try and boost your resumes, you know, whether it's getting flight hours or volunteering, anything that you do, try and do some, or I should say, whatever you guys decide to do, try and do something to just kind of boost your resumes and your applications in whatever way you can, during these down times. So stay motivated, stay excited, determined, and, you know, we're all going to get through this. So, all right, we will talk to you guys next time.
Yay!